The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
This is the Players Lounge, broadcasting live from Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters at the Star. Now, your hosts, Barry Church, Danny McCray, Hecma Harrison, and Nui Scruggs.
You are now rocking with the best, and you know that today is Victory Monday on the Players Lounge, and we're going to do it right. We're going to do it right because we got somebody back, man. Hey, Chris, it's been a while since we cued the music. I just want to make sure you got the...
Hot tamales.
I ain't been on Survivor in 2 years. That's all they know. That's all they know, y'all.
Let's go.
He's back in the building.
Hey, man, look, you can't tell us what happened. We not gonna ask what happened on air, all right? But let me do my introductions in kind. My man, the only 42 we acknowledge, although the other 42 did have a sack.
He represented, though.
He represented for the 42. So my man BC is in the house and back with us off assignment. My man D-Mac is back.
He in the building.
Man, it's so good to see you, dog.
Man, I'm so glad to be back, man.
Man.
We missed you, big dog. We miss y'all.
I'll be texting church, you know, I'll say, man, what is y'all talking about in this section, okay? Yeah, now, I know we're going to get on this Tyron Smith thing again, man, but
I hope it's over with. I hope discussion's
I'm
done.
I'm on a whole other continent. I got to hear y'all talking about this nonsense.
Come on now.
I hope discussions is done.
But I'm glad to be back.
They try to double team your boy, man.
Oh, yeah, I got you, bro. I got you.
Man.
Yeah. Team Young Buck is back.
Yeah, I'm right, back in this thing.
Team Young Buck. Back on with all this.
Did Nui take you to home coming up there to see Vanilla Ice?
No, okay. Indeed.
All right, he didn't take you up
there. No, indeed.
He did
not take me to see Vanilla Ice and Bubble Spark.
Bubble Spark.
I was not up there for none of that, man. But as we start... Every Players Lounge, when I'm hosting, it's number one for me to ask my brothers how they doing. I'm checking mentals this afternoon. And D-Mac, since you back, I will ask you, brother, how are you?
I'm great now that I'm back. I'm great. Okay, you're right. Right. I've been gone for a while. You know, I came back. I get to see the family.
Yes.
My daughter's too. She won't shut the hell up. She just talk.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, daddy. Yep. Hey, daddy. Bunny, daddy. I'm back with my brother, Barry, man.
Yes, indeed.
Since 2010, indeed. We've been rocking for a long time.
Yes, sir.
We got the newest member of the Players Lounge now hosting.
Yes.
My man, I can't stand the Eagles. Heck,
he's
in here, man.
These are facts.
I'm just happy to see y'all.
Man, you too, dog. I mean, I'm going to find out this diet you've been on. BC, holla at me, BC.
You best to be careful.
that's what I want to know.
Locked and loaded.
Hey, no, that's what I want to know. I need you to tell me. What kind of diet is that?
I help you
starting
out,
slot
you
receiver.
All right, tight end over there. Because you got your dotes in, Gabata sweater on. You trying to hide something.
Hey, I'm on the old line right now. I'm trying to figure this out for real.
I got my jacket on, bro. I'm going to gain some weight, bro. The cinnamon roll, I'm coming, baby. Cinnabon.
Let's get you, what's the sponsor for the Cowboys? Miller Lite?
They're going to get us Miller Lite, some Tostitos.
Nah, Smoothie King, bro. I need one of them Smoothie King. I need one of them smoothies with protein in there, bro. I need it ASAP.
I got these cheese buggers.
No.
Hey, you done talked about me enough.
Hey,
and now it's time for Reggie. Talk about you a little bit.
No. You wanna talk about
my nerves? Man, leave me alone, boy.
Man, good to be back, man. Good to have my boy back. Y'all got me sweating out here, man.
Because you're white. That's why you're white.
You know,
you don't want to see this.
That grease,
shredded,
just, and that grease is coming out.
Yeah.
I'm shredded right
you
now.
Some Jack Black.
You see this thing coming in nicely, though. It is coming in nicely.
Why are you sweating like that?
Well, I'm hot. I don't know. You got me laughing. I'm hot.
Do that all the time. Had me in here Friday sweating.
Oh, yeah. My boy.
He's like, what is going on, man?
The whole segment.
Contagious. man.
How are you?
Oh, yeah, the mental's good. Man. Y'all got me all the mental's is good. Beautiful day in Fort Worth. Got my man's D-Mac back in the building. So it's all good, man. I'm ready to talk some ball. Victory Monday, big dog.
Man, you was out. You were out at the stadium yesterday. You're on the pre- and post-game show. Y'all got an opportunity to go out and do a live show. Man, how was that just to be in at the stadium, see all the Cowboy Nation? Man, I know that had to have been exciting.
I love it when we do those, man, because, you know, you get around all the fans. The atmosphere is electric. You know, the Cowboys fans, they love that. They love the star. They love the star. So I don't care who they're going against. They're going to root for the squad out there. And it was amazing. It was amazing. Everybody was going ham. Some people had some beverages over there, and they was going a little extra ham. But it was a great time. The energy was amazing. Like, you know, Kyle, he always does a great job driving the bus for me, Nate Newton, and Isaiah Stanback. So it was a great pre- and post-game show, man.
Man, I love that, man. That's one of those new wrinkles, man, that Derek Eagleton is responsible for, taking it out to the stadium. Love that. And the Cowboy fans getting an opportunity to get that just ambience from you guys, because you're typically here in the studio, not at the stadium. So that's a whole other vibe they bring. And hopefully in years to come, you guys can just be out.
I would love it.
You know what I mean?
I would love it.
You say that now, then September, it's 105 degrees, and you got on a three-piece suit.
Outside.
Hey, they're going to have the wind machine on you. For sure.
But breaks.
Hey, but here's the thing, man. I believe that I was the only one that predicted. I think I predicted the 40 burger.
You did?
For the game. And then the Cowboys put extra pickles on that thing and got it to 54-19. And, man, that was a game that really, for me, for going through three quarters, it was too close for comfort, especially halftime. I was like, what in the is going on right now?
Mm-hmm.
But then the Cowboys pulled away. Only three teams in the NFL and the NFL history have scored more points in the fourth quarter than the Cowboys did yesterday. And, man, I will start with you. D-Mac, give us something on the victory yesterday and what you saw from the team.
Man, you know what? I just enjoyed watching the Cowboys be able to stick with the game plan. No matter what was going on. We down 10-7. Don't matter. 21-9. Don't matter. We just going to stick with it. You come out in the second half. You got Tony Pollard out there running. And for a minute, I was like, man, Zeke done lost his job. But I heard they had a little shakeup. You know, he might have got a little discipline going on. Okay.
I said the same thing.
Yeah, that was the first thing I texted.
Yeah. Same thing. That's what is going on.
But to be able to watch them, because – when I left, I was like, hey, man, if we stick to running the ball and playing defense, and no matter what the situation is, sticking to that game plan, I think we have a success recipe for success here.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, last night, I watched that recipe come full circle. Mm. Run the ball, play defense. All of a sudden, defense, second half, you put up 26 points?
Ridiculous.
Yeah. And what was I wrong about Jordan Lewis and De'Ron Bland? I will admit that. Mm. Goodness gracious, my man is out there balling. I still like Jordan Lewis, but when you out there, when you got a guy out there making plays like that,
it's hard to get a rookie.
It's hard to get him off the field, man. It's hard to get him off the field. So shout out to the defense, we're still rolling in that running game because can't stop us.
Yeah, without a doubt, they've stuck to the formula since you've been gone. They've been leaning on the strengths, which we talked about a lot on this show, the running game and the defense. And Dak has become what I think he's always been great at, which is the play action pass. I mean, that guy has been cool, calm, and collected through this stretch of victories for the Dallas Cowboys. He does a great job when we're able to run the ball as well as we have been. Tony Pollard, I mean, I know this guy has been a beast these past couple years, but this year especially, man, he's really kind of jumped out the box for me, at least.
Yeah.
The way he's able to go in between the tackles, outside the tackle, he's a receiving threat out there as well. He's really become a complete back. And then you tandem that up with Ezekiel Elliott, who still can have that tenderizing ability to beat down defenses. I mean, they got a great thing going on, and it looks like Kellen Moore is going to continue to stick with that run game and can stick with that play-action pass. We saw the receivers out there. CeeDee Lamb, I know I've been hard on him. I know I've been extremely hard on him.
No way. No way, not you.
Man, stop.
Not you, Barry.
But he's really coming into his own. He's growing into that number one receiver role out there. You've seen it. When he gets that swag about him, that confidence, that snotty nose first down, when you see that coming, you can tell he's going to have a great day. Him, Michael Gallup kind of came out there as well. So the receiving core is doing great. But we look over on that defensive side of the football, man, and it's scary. It's got to be scary for opposing offenses out there when you can throw wave after wave of pass rush at these guys from Armstrong and Parsons and D-Law. All those guys can come over there and make plays. We saw guys on the second level and the secondary making plays as well. That safety crew, Curse,
yes,
Hooker, and Wilson, I mean, that might be the deepest unit
since, you know, D Wood was out here winning Super Bowls. I mean, that unit is extremely good. But I have slight concerns. I have slight concerns because of the injury to our boy Anthony Brown. I know, you know, he catches flack on this show for me especially and Cowboys Nation, but he has been a solid corner out there, a solid corner to go along with Trayvon Diggs, and it looks like he may be out for the remainder of the season. So guys are going to have to step up. You know, Boss Man Fat, a.k.a. Kelvin Joseph and Deron Bland, those guys are going to have to step up. But I can see – I can see offenses kind of picking on them young cats, man.
Kentucky's own, huh?
Yeah.
That was LSU?
Kentucky's own. Oh, Kentucky. Right.
Yeah.
Can Deron Bland play outside?
That's where I'm going. Yeah, No. That's legit where I'm going because, look, you've been away on assignment. Mm-hmm. All right. And we'll talk about later about your assignment. So before you left, this defense was balling.
Mm-hmm.
The defense was the reason why we were piling up those wins. I believe it was the Cincinnati. What game did you – was it after Philly? Before Philly.
It was right after Philly. Because
right after Philly.
27-20. Yeah, okay, we came
right
after
Philly. So what happened in between Philly and yesterday was Cowboy Nation started to have doubts about the running game. The running game started to fail, like there were breakdowns. And we were giving up 100. No, we were giving up
200. Are you talking about defense? Our defense.
The question started, and bear with us, I'm just catching my boy up. People started to ask the questions about our defense. Can our defense stop the run? Can our defense stop the run? When it came to the Packers game, we can't stop the run. That's what's beating us. This isn't a top-tier defense. They're not legit, all of that. Over the last three games, you started to see this defense not only be able to rush the passer, but also stop the run. But with that, we've started to see teams take advantage of the other corner, which is Anthony Brown.
Yeah, they were.
They hadn't had anything in the nickel, hadn't done anything in the nickel, but they had been able to just isolate and go specifically at him. Go on, do the bobblehead. You know you want to do it.
I can't do it.
You want to do it.
I know, but I can't.
Glad it's not me messing with AB. All right, hey, get well soon, my brother.
No,
my man about to be possibly out for the see y'all out here.
No, that's him. But that's him. But. Now that he's gone, and you bring up legitimate concerns because the running game was one, but we've been trying to figure out how can we solidify the other corner.
Mm-hmm.
Now that he's gone, you're in a state of limbo for real. So you're a Kelvin Joseph and Deron Bland. If you had a choice between those two, you know, Danny, who are you going with?
Man, look, I haven't seen Deron Bland play outside, but playmakers are playmakers, okay? Yeah. So if you end up in a situation where you are in base defense and you only got two corners out there, I'm giving Deron Bland a shot, okay? He's going to have a learning curve of figuring out how to play outside, just like Orlando Scandrick did when he got out there.
Yeah,
but you got to learn sometime, right? But I'm going to give him those reps, and then when you get the nickel and dime, yeah, I'm going to put him back at nickel because he's making some outstanding plays at the nickel position, so you don't want to lose that by then putting Kelvin Joseph in at the nickel position. But I'm going to give Deron Bland a shot out there at outside corner, and listen, something that they know that we don't, where they've seen him at the outside position and they don't have that much trust in him.
I would like to see him on the outside. I think he has that kind of swagger about him, kind of that vet presence, even though he's a rookie out there.
Yeah.
I would love to see him out there. It just makes me a little bit nervous because it's the same thing with Anthony Brown. We talk about that size factor. I've been saying it since, you know, last year. It's a 50-50 ball with Anthony Brown. He always has great coverage out there, great technique, but at the point of attack, right, when you go up for the pass, he seems to not be able to win those 50-50 balls. And Deron Bland, as good as he's been playing, like you said, I haven't seen him on the outside yet. I haven't seen him on the outside, so I worry about his overall size out there and his speed. I don't know if he has that long speed because we always see him in the slot going back and forth. I don't know if he has that long speed to be able to hang with
Man,
guys
just
on the
give
outside.
Me an education. Educate me on the difference between playing inside and playing outside.
So inside, basically, it's a lot of quickness. It's a lot of lateral. You got to have great eyes, understand what you're playing against. You're going to go in against the shifty guys, not necessarily guys that can just straight line burn. You're going against the Cole Beasleys of the world, guys that are extremely quick, not necessarily fast, but extremely quick. So you got to have good side-to-side movement in the nickel. On the outside, you're dealing with a lot of straight speed. You're either straight speed or they're coming back. The routes you're going to see on the outside, go ball, digs, and comebacks for, you know, 9 out of 10. You know, you might see a little double move here and there, but those are the routes you're going to see out there, and the guys are going to get tested. So I want to see if he's able to hang on the outside. Like you said, in a base situation, I would love that because, you know, it's basically you got two wide receivers out there, not too many shots going out there in your base package. But when you get to nickel and they spread that thing out, that's when your shots start coming. But like I said, if they go to nickel, he's probably going to move back on the inside. But I'd love to see what he can do on the outside as well.
At nickel, you also have to be a very smart player because you got to be able to understand zones and route concepts as well. So it's not easy. I think it's easier for a guy to go from nickel to playing outside than it is for a guy to go from outside to coming in and playing nickel because it's a lot of different stuff you got to be able to see, and you're also involved in the run game as well. You might be filling B gaps or A gaps depending on what pressure or what alignment that you got as well. So you got to be really smart to play in there at nickel.
And I think the point that you bring up about Anthony Brown, he has been matched up versus some giants.
That's what I'm saying.
On the outside. Big and so boy. Maybe that point, well, high point in the ball had been his specialty, especially when you're getting boxed out by a 6'5 receiver. So he's had to deal with a lot of that. And I guess, you know, really he hadn't gotten the benefit of the doubt because Trayvon Diggs is still having a hell of a year. Although yesterday, boy, whoo. Oh,
did you see that hit him?
He got hit with a double move yesterday.
I'm not going to lie to you. I came back and I saw that, and I didn't even feel – I felt no way about it because I was like – if you have a team that rushes the passer like we do, then you got to be prepared to jump those type of short routes because you got to know, hey, man, Micah Parsons and them are probably getting there, so they may not even have time to run a double move. Something I watched it, I was just like – I take that.
He played that thing all smooth. He just kept running the other way like, nah, that ain't me.
That's when you trip going down the hallway, they hope don't nobody see you.
But do we have to go get a guy, though?
Nah, I don't think so.
I mean, because right now you're sitting at Trayvon Diggs. You're worried about what you got at your other corner spot.
Boss, man.
You got how many games left? I mean, what you don't want to do is be limping into a situation to where all of a sudden you don't have another guy ready to go at that cornerback spot, right? So, like, you don't have to go get a starting guy, but you might want to go get some depth that you can trust.
So, who you got, Nation? Yeah, what's the name? Went down, though. Goodwin went down. So, I don't know what, you know,
how
what's
much
his
do
status
you trust, Nation?
Oh, yeah, there's a reason why he ain't been trusted.
I know what I'm saying. Yeah,
you brought up the word trust. You brought that word up. Time, consistency, and proof.
We okay, all know all right, all right. All right. Taking the class.
Yeah, yeah. You can only say it so many times, so I get it, you know.
You know how long when to do it.
Yeah, you know, so I have to get it. But when it comes down to Kelvin Joseph, and I asked you this before the show, but I got to know, like, when just throughout the week, what is a play, because he hadn't been starting. Uh-uh. What has been his reps like? But also, when you see him on the field, what does it look like to you as former players? Like, what does it say? Like, okay, this guy isn't. Do you feel like it's a lack of putting the time in, or is it a lack of getting the opportunity during the week to get those reps?
I think it's more of a lack of putting the time in. You know, and I could be completely wrong with this. I could be way off base with this, but to me, it seems like he's a guy that's kind of living off of his talents, going out there and just being, I'm a pure athlete. I'm going to go out here.
What's
and
wrong with that?
I'm athlete this guy. You can't do that because eventually coaches are going to realize, okay, this guy doesn't look at tape all like that. We're going to go ahead and take advantage of this guy because he's just going up to me. And like I said earlier, I could be completely wrong, but to me it just looks like he's a guy that's going to be like, okay, I'm going to out-athlete this guy. I'm going to just lock him up just on pure technique. And you can get away with it for so long, but eventually cats are going to start scheming you. We know how smart these coaches are in the National Football League, and if you're not watching tape and seeing how, you know, all right, they come out in this formation, this is their favorite route concept. All right, if they come out in this formation, they're going to try to attack me this way. You're going to be out there playing blind, and I've done it before. I've been that guy that just, you know, hey, I'm clocked in, clocked out, I'm coming back into the stadium. Hey, whatever happens, happens. You can't go out that way. If you want to be prepared and be that guy that's going to take this team to the next level or take yourself to that next level, you got to put that extra time in. But like I said, I could be completely wrong with that, but that's just what I see from watching these games.
When you look at Kelvin Joseph from where he was year one to right now, have you seen him at least make any strides or look any better? Or is he still the same player from his rookie season?
Man, if he has gotten better, it's not visible to me yet. Mm-hmm. All right, because what happens is when you usually see him get in the game, people are worried.
Yeah,
people on our staff, our side of the sideline, they're worried. They're like, oh man, are we gonna be able to hold on while the guy's in the game? Opposite of what you may think, because you could be wrong, but you could be right. But if you ain't, then some people just don't have it.
That's true.
All right? Some people just don't have it. Maybe he needs another year to figure out if that's something that he can do, be one of those type of corners. But it just lets you know, as people are making fun of Anthony Brown, how hard it is to play cornerback in the NFL. So if you're laughing at a guy like that, saying that he may not be good enough, well, your backup guy got some issues, and you need to get that figured out. Does he have it? We still don't know if Kelvin Joseph is a starting cornerback in the NFL. And I don't think we're going to find out this year. I hope we don't. I hope we don't. I hope we figure out a way, one, to mask it a little bit, figure out a way to get him some help in those big-time situations, because him one-on-one is going to be a problem. And there are going to be quarterbacks who are going to find him, a la Jalen Hurts, because they got some guys on the other side where you can't hide.
Yeah.
You can't hide.
So you done started this.
I'm just saying, you can't. When you,
so you ain't been back. It's 21
you,
minutes. So
when you when you, been, when you line up, like, I'm just, I watched the guys yesterday. I watched us play a hell of a game yesterday in the fourth quarter. And I watched the Eagles play a hell of a game yesterday. We are two good football teams, so I think it's fair to say, hey, man, they got Devontae. I mean, it's Devontae, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They Devontae got Devontae, Smith, and they got AJ. Come on, man. You need some guys who can cover.
I got time to ask you something real quick, both of y'all.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead, real quick.
With the injury to AB, can you see this Dallas secondary making Diggs shadow people? Because that's something we haven't seen all year, because they have faith in Anthony Brown, and rightfully so. He's a solid corner out there. But with him being out, can you see, you know, Diggs start to shadow that team's number one passing threat?
I would think that you would off the top, because of what we saw with Jefferson when we went to Minnesota, and we saw the job that he did. And I think it's just something that Dan Quinn has just had in his arsenal that he's holding back maybe for the playoff run and just not wanting to expose it. But right now, our young group, I feel better about Deron Bland, to be honest with you.
Okay.
To me, Deron Bland is a guy that's taking advantage of his opportunities. And I love guys like that. You know, guys that the moment is not too big for him. And I don't feel nervous for him when he's in the game. But the other guy, my confidence level just seems like it's always him. You know? Even whether if it's special team or something, it's like, dude, come on, man. You're like, don't do that. Don't do this. And when that play happened and they got the touchdown, yesterday, I'm saying to myself, I'm like, why isn't AB in the game? And I think that's when we were made aware about the ankle injury. Now that's turned into the Achilles tear.
Yeah, I think you do, depending on who you're playing.
Okay.
And I'm not trying to harp on this.
Yeah.
When you're playing a game like, when you're playing a team like Philly, I don't know if you can shadow one guy.
That's what I'm saying.
But then when you go to other teams who have just a star guy, like like Adams or Justin Jefferson, guys like that, you go shadow those guys. But you don't want to get in a situation where they know exactly where Trayvon Diggs is going to be at when you have multiple wide receiver threats out there, and you just letting one sit out there the entire day getting picked on. That's worst case scenario for your defense.
Yeah.
Well, we got a guy in the building today that is used to making star cornerbacks' lives miserable. And y'all know who I'm talking about. We're going to go back into that. Y'all stay with us. Stay rocking with us here for more of the Players Lounge.
It's Smoothie King's original angel food and new angel food slim without added sugar. You no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups, so you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic angel food or the new angel food slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Attention Cowboys fans looking for the best shave of your life. There's a new official razor of the Dallas Cowboys, Shave Logic. Imagine not having to buy blades as often and getting more smooth shaves than your old razor, guaranteed or your money back. After more than 10 years of research and over 150 company patents, Shave Logic is proud to offer Cowboys fans a special offer. For a limited time, visit ShaveLogic.com and get a free $10 gift card with your purchase. Go to ShaveLogic.com now for more smooth shaves guaranteed.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at Blockchain.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Back to the Players Lounge.
This December, the only thing hotter than the Dallas Cowboys will be the endless Cowboy Nation gift options. Visit your local pro shop or log on to shop.dallascowboys.com, a Fanatics experience, and give the gift of the star this holiday season. Back with more here on the Players Lounge. We got Skinny Mac back. Hey, Skinny Mac. He go thicken up. I know he go thicken up. He got some gumbo. I know they got some of that Houston gumbo waiting on
I got turkey necks right now in the
turkey
car.
Turkey necks, you know what I'm saying? Turkey necks and cornbread ready.
Cold ass wedding.
Cold ass wedding.
I got the turkey necks right now. They're going to be nice and tender.
Hey, man, my man BC back in the building. Guys, Odell Beckham Jr. is here. And I tell you what, he is a motivator. As long as he is hovering around this CeeDee Lamb, boy, I watched CeeDee Lamb drop a bucket on somebody trying to. You know, CeeDee Lamb has been rejuvenated with all of this, and I just want to know. Barry?
Yes, sir.
You have not been on board with this.
Still ain't on it, big dog.
He's in the building. Mm-hmm. After last night, you saw your wide receivers go 5 for 71 a tub. You saw Michael Gallup 4 for 23 and two.
Two tubs.
Dalton Schultz, 2 for 33. No tubs, but still, this tight end group is solid and doing their thing. And we talked a lot about what these young tight ends been balling, by the way.
I seen the highlights. Jumping over folks.
Playing whack-a-mole and we doing our thing. He's here, man.
He's in the building.
Do you believe they let him out? Or do you believe they signed
up to, if it was up to me?
It's not up to you.
Okay. All right. I don't think they signed. I don't think they signed him. I think they really want him. You know, I think they really want him in the building for whatever reason. And I just don't think they come together on numbers. I don't think the numbers add up, and I think he leaves without one. But to me, it's like I don't see why. I don't see why you just named all CeeDee Lamb out there balling. Michael Gallup, two tubs. We've seen what these tight ends can do. They supplement that third wide receiver. Noah Brown still did his thing a little bit as well.
He did.
TP, Zeke. We just talked about the formula for success with this offense. Run the football and use play action.
Right.
I just don't see why the need to bring in Odell. As great as he once was, we're not even sure if he's still at that caliber. But let's just say he's up there a little bit. Let's just say he's still got that juice to him a little bit. Do we need to add that to this offense? You know, the 1 and 2 catches a game, the 1 and 2 plays he may make a game. Do we need to add that to this offense? I'm not so sure we do, because I feel like if we do bring him in here, we might just might, I could be completely wrong, but we just might go back to that Madden playbook that we just now got rid of. Kellen Moore, that Madden playbook, he threw it on fire.
Yeah.
We are in the midst of a great run right now where this offense is leaning on its strengths. We got back to the 2016 resume. You talk about it all the time. What did we do in 2016? Mm-hmm. We ran the rock, play action pass, and it was deadly. We back to that same formula, winning games. Why go ahead and do that? Why go ahead and stir the pot a little bit? I just don't see it necessary.
Danny, I'm going to appeal to your optimism. All right. with a fresh set of eyes.
Okay.
With a fresh set of eyes. All right, you pull up on this thing and you see CD doing what he's doing, but you realize that there's still more to be desired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you give those, let's just say Odell, first half Odell Beckham in the Super Bowl, you give him four catches.
Oh.
That's 4 for 100. Mm-hmm. That's two tubs, right?
Listen, who won Triple Crown last year?
Cooper Kupp.
What happened when Odell got there? Did he take anything away from Cooper Kupp?
No.
Mm-mm. Not a thing. Mm-mm. But he was about to win the Super Bowl MVP.
He was.
They were about to be the best receiving core in the NFL.
Yep.
This is the Odell that is coming here. This was months ago. All right. So he ain't changed that much. What we know about Odell is he's been able to come back from these injuries and still be a top-notch player. All right. Why would you bring him in? Why wouldn't you? Especially if it's cost-friendly. If you could get him in here for a nice deal to where it's like one, he had a 1-year deal in LA.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He didn't break the bank on that one. So I'm not going to even assume that he's coming in here to break the bank coming off an ACL injury. If you can get a guy like that and say, all right, for whatever happens in the next 2 or 3 years, we have Odell Beckham here no matter what.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't see a reason for you not to. He ain't coming to get 10, 15 catches. He was okay in L.A. with getting 3 or 4 catches and being the guy where you had to double him in the slot or you had to double him outside, and that helped your running game and that helps your quarterback be able to decide who he's going to throw the ball to and make quicker decisions. I don't see a negative with it, especially if Jerry and them are telling him the truth while he's here. This is what your position is going to be. The same way L.A. told him, hey, man, you might be a number three. You might not even play the first few games. And he got out there, didn't play, but 2 or 3 snaps in the first few games, and they ended up needing him because somebody got hurt.
Yeah.
My man was about to go Super Bowl MVP on him.
He was about to go Super Bowl.
This is the guy who 2 years from now, you'll be like, I don't know what happened with Gallup or CD. CD, we might not want to pay you 100 and whatever. Why? We got a guy in here already that we may be paying $8-9 million, and CD, make the decision. See what you want to do. I think that's the business thing that they're thinking about. But hell yeah, I'm getting the Odell in here on this squad. I'm not letting him go nowhere else and watch him beat me in the Super Bowl.
But is he that? Is he still that guy though?
I mean, for what you paying for it, it don't do it really matter?
Yeah, yeah, it matters. Yeah.
So I'm saying if you pay him a minimum deal, which is what he took in LA last time, right. Pay him a minimum deal and it don't work. What are you losing?
I get it. If it was a minimum, I'm all with it.
Yeah,
I don't know if he's going to go for that low.
Bro, the dude coming off of ACL, he took minimum in L.A. I don't see him coming here trying to break the bank.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I wouldn't break the bank for him, but if you're going to get him, keep him from another team, and then just – because the Cowboys are known for this, though. Jalen Smith, Bruce Carter, Sean Lee. You pick up guys and so you say, hey, man, we're not going to spend that much money. I'm not going to go too high in the draft pick, but if it pans out, we're great. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't, then it don't.
How do you feel about all of this – I don't want to call it a media frenzy, but it really has been a lot of the media talking about him and him taking this tour of all these different teams, but him not actually being able to be an impact player for you this year. He may not. I mean, it may be something – he may pay off for you in the playoffs, and are you okay with that?
I'm not, but you're we not. Understand. We're by, yeah. my
y'all the same
is.
People. They talking about Tyron Smith practicing this week, and everybody over here getting excited.
Oh, that's him.
And this was at the beginning of the season. They talking about Tyron going to be back for the playoffs. Everybody excited. Now you talking about Odell might be coming to him. He might be able to make an impact for you in the playoffs. Can't get excited. I'm more excited about Odell being here than I am about Tyron Smith possibly starting that left tackle for us in the coming weeks.
Mm-hmm. So what's your thought? Wait a minute. Excuse me for a second.
So what's your thought on the left tackle position?
I look like Tyler Smith been doing pretty damn good to me. You drafted him in the first round.
Keep speaking, my brother. I don't know why they out of.
You draft a guy in the first round to be the replacement for Tyron Smith, who was an aging guy. He steps in and does exactly what you expected him to do. And what you going to do with him now? Put him at left guard?
Yeah. When you see that, I saw that too in the game where they were transitioning those guys back and forth. I saw Peters was going out to left tackle, and then Smith was going back. And I'm like, man, why are they doing that game? You know? But you know exactly why they're doing it. I think at the beginning of the season, everybody was thinking that no way after the OTAs and the two-a-days that he was having that he would be able to transition as well as he has out to left tackle. But you're seeing that, especially on that Tony Pollard long run.
Mm.
When you see 73 out ahead, I mean, he looked like young Lael Collins.
He was running.
When you see Tyron Smith do that? When the last time you seen Tyron Smith?
You have.
He tried to. He tried to and ripped his hamstring off the bone. Once again, I like Tyron as a person.
But he ripped the hell.
Damn. Bro, did you see the clip? My man was going out on the screen pass. Tyler Smith running all the way to the end zone yesterday. You got to be able to do that when you're a running team. You got to be able to have guys who are going to lead the way like a Lael Collins, a Trent Williams when he's doing it. When's the last time you've seen it happen from Tyron Smith?
2012.
You ain't seen it. You talk about Tyron Smith being a great left tackle. One, he is when he's healthy, but that's specifically in pass blocking.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Don't matter if you could be Big Mac or Skinny Mac, you still Danny.
You still Danny. I like the guy. I saw what they did to Terrence Steele last season.
Yeah.
Okay. And he wasn't right until the next year.
Yeah, he's right.
Now you got this rookie out here who is doing his thing at left tackle. All the commentators looking. Look at Tyler Smith doing all. No, you. But he do it so great that he gonna play left guard.
Let me ask you this, D Mac, because we was talking about this a couple weeks back. But everybody, we all talked about everybody getting after, you know, Odell. We need Odell here. We need Odell here. Do you think it's slightly disrespectful to the other wide receivers that don't have the bag, Noah Brown to be exact, that all these other teammates of his are saying, we need on social media, we need Odell, we need to see what he brings to the table, we need Odell, Do you think that's disrespectful to Noah Brown, what he brings?
If my teammate's doing that, then we not friends.
Thank you. That's all I needed. I thought it was extremely disrespectful.
If we hanging out, we playing Tunk at the crib, we going out to eat, doing receiver dinners, all that stuff, everybody dabbing me up when I get a touchdown, good catch, only to know that you really ain't that good, we want somebody else to be better than you, yeah, we ain't cool. Don't be lobbying for nobody else to come friends, but if we not friends,
and y'all just teammates,
you just gotta do what you gotta do. Odell better than Noah?
Yes. So that's what I was about to. This is a comparison business. So when you're looking as an organization coming into the season, it was about can we find somebody better? I think they put too much credit, too much on Jalen Tolbert. He didn't pan out as a young receiver. Some of the other guys, Dennis Houston. We started the season with Dennis Houston. Yeah. That didn't go well. We waived him and it's gone on.
Let me tell you something. If Barry Church is starting at safety, I ain't lobbying for nobody to go get Ed Reed. I don't give a damn who. He ain't better than Barry because we friends. Exactly. I'm not going on social media talking about we need to go get somebody else that may be better than my guy. I'm just not doing it. Nah. That's Jerry and them. That's their job.
Even if he is better,
He's not better. What we doing? I got to go hang out with the guy after this.
You know what I'm saying? I'm on Twitter.
We're talking about a starting Barry Church, who is your one. He is your guy versus a guy that is considered your fourth best receiver.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm just telling you. I don't care.
Make it private.
That's what
I'm saying. You could have DM'd him.
Talk about it at a card game. You ain't got to put it all out there. Now they questioning my friendship.
Y'all taking it personal. These guys have been openly recruiting Odell Beckham, and they're openly recruiting him for future purposes. They ain't looking at just right now, this year. They're looking at years to come with Odell, Mike Gallup, and CeeDee Lamb.
I'm petty, though, because I'll be on Twitter, too, lobbying for people for their position. Who was it?
The older? That.
I'm going to lobby for Tom Brady next
Parsons
season.
Parsons was out there. The big briefcase was out there.
I ain't going to mess with Parsons.
He too real.
He draw the line somewhere.
You can't lobby against a guy that's the best in the league. You can't do it. But everybody else, it's free game.
They still ain't asked Noah Brown his thoughts on the whole situation.
Noah Brown don't want to talk to nobody, man. What y'all talk? Look. And we're going to take our final break here and let this thing cool off. Danny done came back with all the fire. He put cases on everybody. We'll be back with more Players Lounge.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper.
So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at Blockchain.com.
Want to use what the pros use? How about the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys, Jack Black? Right now you can get the Jack Black Starter, a curated collection of Cowboys locker room favorites for just $10 with free shipping. The starter includes four Jack Black skincare favorites, plus a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Go to getjackblack.com/cowboys and use the code word TEAMJB. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys. The Jack Black Starter, $10, free shipping.
It's Smoothie King's original angel food and new angel food slim without added sugar. You no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups, so you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic angel food or the new angel food slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to the Players Lounge.
Tis the season for Dallas Cowboy Holiday Youth Camps presented by Invisalign. Registration for one-day football and dance academy camps are now open. Don't miss your chance to send your athlete to camp at AT&T Stadium on December 20th and 21st. Register today at DallasCowboys.com/academy.
Bring them to see me. I'll be there. December 20th, December 21st.
Man, they're going to be up in that thing?
Damn right. You want your kid to be better at football, you send them to me.
That is.
You want him to dance better in cheer camp, you send them over to DCC. We'll be there 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. But you'll be better than you was when you got there. I'm telling you.
20th and 21st, as Danny McCray said. Danny McCray is back with us at the desk, and he is, man, just caught us right back up. got us right back up to speed. Barry Church is in the building, and for the last segment, I got to talk about the big briefcase. Because, man, he really didn't have a bazooka kind of day. Yeah. Yesterday, he wasn't bazooka-ish.
Bazooka-ish.
I believe he had a pressure, a hit, and two tackles yesterday. When you see something like that, and I have my assumption about it, but I want to ask you guys specifically, when your playmaker on defense doesn't have a day but everybody else does, what do you think about that, man?
Man, that's when you got to go back and you got to watch the film and see why he didn't have a day. Yep. How much attention was he getting?
Absolutely.
How many times did he give somebody else open, right? If he did an ET stunt and both guys picked him up and the other guy came free, how many times did that happen? Because that is impact. That's impact on the game. Maybe not in the stat sheet, but in the game, that is impact. And I used to say the same thing about DeMarcus Lawrence when people were like, he only had 2-3 sets. I'm like, did you see him in the ring game? Mm-hmm. Did you see how many other guys were open because he was getting double teamed on the edge, or he went in and he played the three technique and then forced the double team and let the other guys come? That's when you got to go watch the game and say, what was the true impact of this player in this game? And I can guarantee you that it was a lot of attention being paid to a guy named Michael Parsons, and he gave a lot of other guys opportunities. The reason they throwing quick game, it's because Michael Parsons.
Without a
the
doubt.
Game plan is affected because of Michael Parsons before they even get on the field.
That's without a doubt. And you're completely right, D-Mac. I mean, to me, it comes down to
just the attention that he's been able to get, because this guy has been consistently great for two straight years. And right. if you don't give him the attention, a la Minnesota, when they were just letting him go one-on-one, hey, man.
You got to go watch.
Go watch that tape.
I saw the highlights.
Just watch the first half. But you see what they was doing. They was letting them, I don't know what was it, ego, I don't know what it was, but they was giving them one-on-ones, and that man wrecked their whole game plan. So to me, it just attests to how great of a player he is, because I'm sure if we really broke it down, there's a double team here, triple team here. Like, all the attention is going towards Micah Parsons, and you see everybody else eat off of that. Donovan Wilson went in up there and got a sack. The defense flying around, creating all these turnovers. And to me, it's specifically because of that one man out there that so much attention has been being focused on him. Make sure we take care of Parsons. Make sure you take care of number 11 out there, and if you don't, he's gonna wreck your game plan. So to me, I understand he didn't have a great day as far as stats are concerned, right. but I think his impact on the game was still huge, because he was able to get everybody else one-on-ones, and they were able to take advantage of it.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. That's the thing that you see in the media and people talking about him, and it's this race for the Defensive Player of the Year, as we were talking about on Friday. To me, Jeff Saturday, as a former offensive lineman, said, we're not going to allow number 11 to wreck our game plan. We're just not going to allow this to happen. So we're going to slide protect. We're going to chip. We're going to do everything that we possibly can to make sure that number 11 does not disrupt our game plan. And consequently, what he did was let everybody else do
That's
it.
That's it.
And just allowed Donovan Wilson to come, you know, free and wreck the, and sack his quarterback. But before we get out of here, man, I got to, because this guy's been under so much scrutiny, and I want to end with him, Dak Prescott, and the game that he had yesterday. We talked about the recipe for success that you have been clamoring for this whole time, and that's running the ball and the balance that this offense has. You see the running game starting to play dividends, but also the play-action passes you were talking about, Barry. These things that are just completely fooling defenses.
Mm-hmm.
But Dak isn't putting up the numbers that, let's say, critics, people want to see from the elite quarterbacks. However, 20 times mm-hmm. connecting, 30 yeah. for 20, yep. 20 for 30, excuse me, 170, three touchdowns, one interception. Now for you, do you take these numbers all day, every day, or are you saying this to yourself after watching Dak's performance yesterday? Because he was a little off, I will say that there was more to be desired from Dak. Are you saying, look, I'll take that every time from Dak?
To me, I'll take that every time, especially if it comes with a W. I mean, to me, I don't see, you know, last year, that first game against Tampa Bay where he threw the ball 45 times, almost 500 yards, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
I think that was the worst thing that could happen, because then we looked at it and said, okay, we need to rely on Dak's arm in order to get this offense where it needs to be, when that's not really the case. You know, this year I think they've come to that balanced approach where, look, we don't need to, for all the weight of this whole offensive production, to rely on Dak's shoulders. We got a great running game. We got two beasts at the running back position. Let them eat as well, and let Dak pick and choose when he wants to take shots and when he wants to pick apart defenses, because I feel like he does have that ability to pick apart defenses. So to me, as long as these W's keep piling up, I don't care if he went out there and threw for 105 yards, but if we continue with this formula, success will come.
Had the Cooper Rush stats.
He did.
Yeah, listen, I'll take these all day. One, because those three touchdowns on 107 yards means that when he got in position,
took advantage.
He closed the deal.
Yeah.
All right. And what I also seen from Dak last night was my man is extending plays. Mm. He's getting out of the pocket, eyes still down the field. Let me find Michael Gallup, and Michael Gallup finishes into the end zone. And this is what we saw in 2016.
We saw
this, extending plays, play action, third and short, defense playing well. And what happens, man? You're 13-3?
13-3, yeah.
And you moving, and you got a possibility for you to go deep into the playoffs and possibly contend for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And if you continue to do that this season, 170, 200, then you're great. Don't forget that the reason why Dak was leading the league in all those yards is because we were playing from behind and we weren't running the football. So, yeah, he needs to have 5,000 yards because that's the type of game we were playing, but it wasn't successful for us. This right here, this is success. Yeah. I'll take 170, three tugs. When you get into the red zone, you get three of them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm taking them.
Man, you know what? Look here, man. We got D-Mac back, man.
Got him back.
Well, he makes so much sense when he talk about the Cowboys. When he get to talk about the Eagles, that's where he go off the rails. That's where he go off the rails when he start talking about the Eagles, man.
Come on, man. So Church got on the Eagles colors, okay? Man. I didn't even wear green today. My man got on the Eagles colors, okay? Yeah, I came back. Them dudes only lost one game.
No, you're right.
That's what I know.
They balling. You want to run that Tasty Cake back? You gonna run that Tasty Cake bet back?
Yeah, 40, you said?
No, 40, not
that. Oh, 20. It was 20.
20.
Oh, hell yeah. We're going to run that.
Nah, we're going to get some different points on that. That's a different point.
We're going to run that right now.
You wrong for that.
What?
For that orange tasty cake you had.
Yeah, dog. You should have gave me something better than that, bro.
Who gave an orange tasty cake?
Dewey said it was the one you chose.
Bro, this is the orange tasty cake?
You know what? No. Stop.
I don't know nothing about no orange tasty cake.
Stop. Just stop right there. We want to thank you all for joining us on the Players Lounge. Nui Struggs, you get better.
We'll get better, Nui.
Get better, Nui. We'll see you tomorrow here on the Players Lounge. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you for that, dog.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!